Hello and welcome to this Learn English Professionals recording brought to you by the British Council. To find out more and to access language activities and audio scripts, visit our Learn English website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.
Industrial design.
We are often asked to see things such as the Mini, the classic Coca-Cola bottle, or more recently the iPod, as objects which are as likely to be exhibited in an art gallery as praised for their technological features. John McMaster, an industrial designer himself, argues against this point of view. John, so industrial design, art or science?
Well, I think that's not really a fair question. It's not that I doubt that the objects you mentioned are actually quite beautiful things in themselves, but what I want to ask is why is it that we regard these things as being attractive?
Go on.
Well, I'm a great believer in the saying form follows function.
Which means?
That things are attractive, their form is beautiful, because they have a function. A designer has to think of the function first, of how the object works, and how to make it work, and from that, the simplest and best form will follow. The idea that a lot of industrial design is a form of art is at best misleading, and at worst, dangerous.
Why do you say that?
There are a lot of people being attracted to the field without the kind of knowledge necessary.
How do you mean?
Well, for example, I've been approached by one manufacturer to help design a car.
Oh, that's good.
Well, no, it isn't really. Of course, I'm flattered by the attention, but all my work has been with computers. I know how they work and therefore the best way to design them. I know next to nothing about automobile mechanics, so wouldn't really know where to start designing a car.
Ah, the skills aren't transferable.
Design skills are transferable, but they have to be backed up by technical expertise.
But what about a designer like, say, Philip Stark? He's designed everything from motorbikes to skyscrapers to teaspoons.
Yes, but he's not really an industrial designer in the classic sense. He designs the look of objects after someone else has done all the hard work. Alec Issigonis, who designed the first Mini, trained as an engineer, not a designer. That was why it was such a revolutionary car. Jonathan Ive is often credited for having designed the iPod, the digital music player, but he actually worked with a team of hardware engineers. The Coca-Cola bottle we know and love today was actually pretty different at first. It went through a lot of changes before it became the iconic piece of design that it is now.
So you'd say it's more science than art?
Well, I think the reason why I think industrial design is so fascinating and such a great area to work in is precisely because it blurs the boundaries between science and art. It's neither, and it's both.
John McMaster, thank you.
Thank you.
This recording was brought to you by the British Council. To find out more and to access language activities and audio scripts, visit our Learn English website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.